would invite the congregation to be seated as this is a longer gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: First Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew the tax collector; James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper into your belts, no bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that town or that house. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on that day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it's not you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of me, because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning, church. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, having been a biologist in a former time, I had the privilege of studying the history and achievements of some of the greatest minds in human history: Jonas Salk, Charles Darwin, Louis Pasteur, and, of course, Marie Curie. I remember fondly when one of my professors shared with me a quote from her. She said, "I was taught that the way of progress was neither swift nor easy." Now, I'm not sure if Marie Curie was a regular churchgoer, but her quote seems to be a fitting motto for the way the church and the world moves at times. Now, in our gospel reading, we encounter the sending of the disciples out into the world to do the will of God. Having called the disciples by name, bringing them together, and unfolding and unpacking the wisdom of Scripture, Jesus declares that they are now ready for their journey. He bestows upon them the authority over unclean spirits. He gives them knowledge and power to comfort and cure the sick and the sorrowful. He even bestows upon them the ability to raise the dead to life. But it's not all sunshine and roses for the disciples. This power comes with a warning. Take nothing other than what you already have. You're prepared enough for this journey. Go to each town with a welcoming attitude and prepare to serve your neighbor. But be aware that you may not be wanted. Do not fuss or grumble about your treatment at the hands of the other, for that will be dealt with at a later time. So for now, use good judgment. Be wary, for the world you venture into will not want to hear what you have to say. But do not fear, for your Father above is with you. Now, dear friends in Christ, I have to say this wasn't the rousing start that I expected from the early stages of Christianity. There's not a lot of pomp and circumstance to the beginnings of a mission and a ministry that would shape the world as we know it. Truthfully, it's kind of doom and gloom. It doesn't really inspire passion to get out there and do the work that needs to be done. Honestly, if I was one of the disciples, I'd have been heading in the opposite direction. You mean to tell me that I can't bring extra clothes? I don't get to accept tips. People are going to run me out on the rail, and there's a chance I get thrown in the hooskow. Really, Jesus? If you're trying to inspire me, you're going about this the wrong way. But Jesus never said that progress was swift or easy. This is one of the rare moments in the gospel where we get to catch a glimpse of how far we've come. This dialogue, this speech by Jesus sounds a lot like the conversations we hear from people surrounded and in captivity. The road to freedom is not an easy one. It wasn't for our forefathers in this country, and it hasn't been easy in any century of human history. Liberation is hard, and it comes with a price. That's what's at stake here. This is what the disciples have been trained to do and sent to do. Liberate others, freeing them in word and deed from the spirits and ailments that bind them, and point to the one that frees them from the bonds of sin and death now and forever. That's what we're all about. That's why we gather together as a community. We gather to hear the words of Christ declare to us that same liberating message, that same message entrusted to the disciples and entrusted to us today. Looking back, we can see that progress has been made. The tasks of the first disciples are not the same tasks as our own. Through time and change, our hurdles and our tasks are different. But the need is still there. Freedom, both physical and spiritual, is desperately trying to be grasped by people each and every day. Freedom from senseless death, from sexual assault, from threats and acts of violence, from barriers that we build to keep others at bay. We live in a different time and place than the 12, but we're called to a common mission. And sometimes that mission is really scary. Our human nature has a tendency to warp things. Our actions and words don't come out like we want them to. We may not recognize, or we may miss opportunities to be of service. Or we just plain old think our voice doesn't matter, and it's going to get lost in the crowd of people. But at the end of the day, we have a God that's promised to stand beside us, to work with us in bringing about God's kingdom, to speak to us and for us no matter where this journey takes us. So may you go with peace on this journey. As Jesus taught the disciples, you too remember that God is guiding the way. Amen.